This is a test for my new Audioboo account. And in this boo, I'm going to read a short story that I wrote for my blog, greendeathwritings.wordpress.com. It is titled, That One Moment. As I sat in the darkly lit room at that cream-coloured desk that was draped with cables, going to different pieces of equipment that gave the room several feelings and sounds. I was sitting on that comfortable, tattered black leather chair, the slim black laptop that sat upon the smooth surface of the cream desk that was lit only by the small blue desk lamp went into overdrive as my long, slim fingers frantically tapped out every detail that was flowing through my mind. With a tired sigh, my hand reached for the large tanned mug, steam rising from the hot chocolate that made small ripples with every movement of the small rectangular desk. Sip. The room was peaceful, only the whirring of the laptop and the small rectangular black external hard drive that gave the room some sound. As the rhythmic tapping of the laptop keys continued to string together sentence after sentence, sleep was thrown to the back burner. As I refused to let myself sleep until every last detail that filled the spaces in my head were released to the world on this electronic piece of paper that I had rightly titled Manuscript. As page one became page five, my eyelids became the heaviest thing in the world to me. I just could not keep them up. It became a tough challenge to keep working. Pause. Crack open a can of caffeine, also known as Red Thunder, a welcomed energy boost, with many more hours left of writing. This is what keeps me alive, and in love with the path I have chosen. That one moment when an idea flows into your mind, and no matter what time it is, or where you are, it must be released to the world. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for some more audio boos. If you want to read any more short stories by me, you can usually find them at greendeathwritings.wordpress.com. Thank you.